This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, my portfolio of information is open wide, as is Jennifer Horns and Victoria Keelan's. I'm Doug Steffen, here to focus on anything and everything. We have put out a call to the corner of the universe, summoning all kinds of different ideas and insight, resources, and whatever else is needed to manifest what we need to do to bring you up to date, up to speed. The answers to questions, for example, why is Dr. Fauci not on Joe Biden's COVID task force? Anybody got an answer to that question?
Nope.
No.
Because he's currently on this one? Would be
well,
my guess.
But I thought he was the expert. He was the known commodity.
Well, they're working together, I think, the two task forces.
It actually surprised me that he wasn't named as part of the task force, because typically you'll have a few of the people who go from administration to administration to try to ease the transition, and something like this, especially the way Fauci sort of become a hero to the left, I'm surprised, I was surprised he wasn't named.
Maybe that's exactly why he isn't, because maybe he's considered too controversial now. I don't know the answer. I'm just throwing out theories. That could be, he might be a little bit of a hot potato right now.
That is of note? Do we have doctors, professors, health experts, all doctors?
It was the Surgeon General under Obama, and then I think it was the
former head of the FDA.
So it's a couple of two Obama administration people, and then one university professor, I think, from Yale.
Ah, okay. So Biden is going to make calls to governors, apparently, asking them to make mask mandates mandatory. How's that? When you make something that's a mandate mandatory, it might even work.
So when he talked about the mask mandate, that's totally, it's just unconstitutional. You can't do a mask mandate from the federal level. It's just not, it would not stand for about 30 seconds.
But being in the bully pulpit, you get people to think about it maybe a little bit more than they are. So, at least some folks aren't thinking about
it. Well, his way around it is to try to go to the governors and get the governors to all agree to a mask mandate locally in their own states.
I don't know.
I mean,
well, it depends.
I don't know which states are already.
Now?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the fact that is that they're totally unconstitutional. When you challenge them, you can get them thrown out.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's still an ask involved, and I don't know how many governors are going to say, well, we're not doing that. See, that's what I always thought was so strange about that being kind of the number one thing that Biden said he would do to get rid of coronavirus, because, and I know we've talked about the exceptions, but I think by and large, broadly, the country is abiding by the masks. They're wearing the masks. So
more so than was the case a few months ago. That's true.
Yeah, maybe. But not in states that have been hit so hard. Look at Utah. Utah now is in a state of emergency, and the cases went up over 13% just from last week. Utah was a state that completely rejected wearing masks. And a lot of the states that got hit hard later on, they initially totally rebuked it. So I don't know. I still think there's a conversation.
I was in California over the weekend, and I saw pretty much everybody.
But we're still spiking.
Yeah.
And we're spiking hard right now.
Here in Massachusetts.
And Gavin Newsom came out and said, oh, we're going to have to shut you guys down again. Not that we're even reopened.
What are they attributing it to? Because in New Jersey, like I said earlier, they've been contact tracing and indoor dining now, and all the bartenders who have become spreaders.
There's no indoor dining.
My family, they've been very, very cautious. All the members of my family out there have been very, very cautious. Miles, my grandson, has got a space mask. It's very cool. He's very happy to show everybody how he puts it on and when he wears it, why he wears it, and that sort of thing. So there's good news on the vaccine front as the Pfizer thing continues to move forward. As I think I said earlier, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important cog in the medical information wheel on this program, says he sent me a text last night and said, very exciting, which means he's looked into some more of the info that's been available more than the average person can find, and he says that he can see it being used by Christmas. in certain circumstances and certainly by Valentine's Day. That's why I came up with what I did before. So let's hope that that is the case because we need to relax and move on. I noticed that Ben Carson, who's the HUD secretary, and an overall good guy. I've always liked him. He's been fairly quiet during the he knew how to duck, I guess.
I just love Ben. I just think he's like solid and just,
yeah.
I don't know. Yep. But yeah, he's got COVID. Mark Meadows, there's another little mini flare up.
I think that we're going to hear more of it because they were all together on election night without masks on.
So
in the pictures, there are a lot of pictures of like the 400 people who went back and forth. There were two different parties. There was the Trump hotel party and then the White House party. So I don't know.
I have this feeling. I also have another dire prediction, and I don't wish it on him because of our politics. But I was watching Chuck Schumer this week, and he was speaking on the floor along with Mitch McConnell about the election fraud stuff and the allegations of it. And he was coughing his brains out. And he was one that was on the street celebrating with no mask after the Biden announcement on Saturday. In fact, they caught him on camera. I don't know if you guys saw that clip where he said, I'm going to take Georgia and change the world. Well, he said it. He had his no mask on. And then when he realized there's a camera there, he puts the mask on and said it again. And he was, I mean, I was worried for him. My mom and I were watching his speech from the floor of the Senate, and he had to stop about four times because he was just
I mean, aren't they all getting tested, though?
I would, I mean, so they're
because
doing that at the White
Mitch
House,
McConnell,
too.
Yeah, because Mitch McConnell, well, they stopped doing the rapid testing at the White House because it wasn't that accurate. But Mitch McConnell hasn't, you know, he's been pretty vocal. He hasn't even been to the White House since mid-August because he said he doesn't agree with how they're handling the virus. And he put in restrictions in the Senate. So I think everybody gets tested every day.
But with how old all those senators are, dude, if one goes down in that place,
I know.
Smokes.
Yeah.
There's two very different stories happening around the world. The virus has been spreading fairly rapidly. And so now there are records being set for cases. However, number of bodies are not the same as they were when we went through before.
Much
less deadly. Anyway, so do we need more harsh measures? Do we need to ban indoor gatherings? Do we need to have officials more in control? Or can people actually use their common sense?
Well,
you know, there'll be a lot of smart people in this country.
Common sense seems like it would just be that and simple and common sense, but I'm hearing a lot of Thanksgiving plans from people who are mixing households and they're going outside of their pods and everybody's acting like Thanksgiving as usual.
You know what? I'm glad, and I'll tell you why. Because my grandmother quite literally is probably having her last Thanksgiving this year, and the fact that she's going to be robbed by not seeing her family sucks. And so I don't want her to die, but the truth is that she's heading in that direction, and it's awful and it's sad, and it's something I've been kind of dealing with privately because I haven't even really wanted to talk about it yet. But the fact is that it's bad, and I want to spend a holiday with her, and she wants that too. And if we make that decision, tell the government to jump. Do you know we have wasted an entire year of our lives? Do you know how many of us are never going to get this time back with our families? And so we have to be smart in our judgment, and we have to be responsible. And I understand all of that. And I am not taking COVID lightly. I've had it. I get it. It's serious. But we have to make our best judgment.
Yeah, I'm with you on
this. I figure that the government coming in and saying, well, you can't do XYZ. No, I'm sorry. There is stuff that's just more important, especially for a virus that most people are beating. And I don't know.
That's the thing.
And so if someone like me who's already had it and had antibodies, and if you want to take the risk,
but there's no Thanksgiving mandate that Thanksgiving can't happen. There are guidelines that a lot of doctors are saying people, you should have Thanksgiving within people who live in your household. There's no rule or law or anything. You can do whatever you want to do. My point is, and unlike Jen's situation, which I understand, but my point is, I'm seeing and hearing about a whole lot of people on my husband's side of the family and a whole lot of people that I've, that are acquaintances that are doing these big Thanksgivings with a bunch of people driving in from other states. And that becomes a super spreader. That's just stupid. We started talking about common sense. That doesn't make any sense. You can skip one Thanksgiving with your friends. In Jen's case, I understand that's extenuating circumstances.
I mean, this is the thing. We're acting like we have guarantees in our lives. I mean, we could all walk away from each other today, and God forbid, somebody could get hit by a bus. Somebody, I mean, whatever it is.
We're not doing Thanksgiving with my parents because, you know, they're not going to get hit by a bus. They're at home. But, you know, I mean,
if you want to send me a slice of turkey, I'll eat it up because I'll be here with Daisy.
I don't know. I don't want you to miss time with your parents. I feel like it's
I don't want to miss time.
I've seen them outside. We're not doing Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to go over and see them.
I see them
all the time. But one meal isn't a big deal.
The fact that we had a meal, my family and I, for my birthday over the weekend in California, and we were talking about what Miles, my grandson, is going to be thinking about this. He's about as resilient a human being as I've ever seen, and how he adapts to stuff. Yeah, maybe he doesn't know, but he's getting it. He understands a little bit about the election. He understands a little bit about what's going on in the world because of his own world. He's got a computer that he's never seen before that he's learning how to use so that he can be in class with people that he's never met. He kind of understands that, but he's rolling with it. Maybe youngsters are going to be more able to roll with this stuff. But I kind of agree, thinking about, maybe my birthday brought me around to thinking about it as much as anything else, that there are times that will not come back to us because of this stuff.
And I'm not saying
and
be crazy.
It isn't so
I'm
much
just saying
of,
you have
I'm,
to weigh
I'm
the
angry
risk.
At the, it's the source of this, at the root of it, and the fact that we're not dealing with these bastards over there who created this, who fostered it on us, and all the other things. I just can't understand why there isn't a, instead of you being, if you're a Republican, mad at Biden, or if you're a Democrat, mad at Trump, use your energy to something worthwhile, for worthwhile
We're going
purpose.
Back into the World Health Organization on day one of the Biden administration. Yeah. He's already said it, and I just don't think that's helpful. But
I
think being connected to the World Health Organization, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think that there needs to be some new structure to our role in it.
I just don't know why we pay them when they're doing China's bidding. Why would we pay to be
part
of it?
Not going to be one of my, I don't like that decision at all. Eli Lilly, have announced they're also getting very close along with Pfizer. So
what about Moderna? I haven't heard about Moderna recently.
Yeah, that's here in my backyard. There's a lot of people in Framingham are being tested for it. I have not seen anything in the last couple of days, Victoria, actually. 18 after on the DJV show.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Christmas! The Jonas Bros. Like it's Christmas! They've made a surprise appearance in an upcoming Netflix series, getting their fans into the holiday spirit with an appearance on the romantic comedy series Dash and Lily. Who knows anything about that? Anybody know anything about
it? It looks cute. Yeah, I think it's either 6 or 8 episodes. It's a limited series.
Yeah.
And it's a holiday theme, and it's based on there's some young adult books, the series that are bestsellers called Dash and Lily, and they've got a bunch of different things.
Okay.
It looks really cute.
Cute. All right, anyway, they're going to be in the series to perform this hit at Hudson Yards in New York City. Nick Jonas, also executive producer on the series, will make a cameo on the show. In addition to singing, Dash and Lily, which is available to stream now on Netflix, based on the young adult book series Dash and Lily's Book of Dares. It's an 8-episode story, as you suggested, Victoria. Follows cynical Dash and optimistic Lily as they trade dares, dreams, and desires in the notebook that they pass back and forth.
Well, at least they have alliteration happening.
Yeah.
Dreams,
desires. Yes. Nice. Did you notice that, Jennifer?
So there we have alliteration, actually. It's like a challenge and sort of a game you can play with yourself sometimes, you know.
Right. Yeah, it is. All right, 25 after the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program. Excuse me. Tori Amos announced a 4-song holiday EP called Christmastide,
which will come out there. I haven't heard about her in forever. Right?
No, where has she been? What's going on with her?
I don't know. She was a big deal for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. How old is she, would you say? 40s?
She's got to be but she's got to be older than me, because I remember all the girls that were angry in my age group loved her.
Yeah.
She's 57.
Wow.
Holy cow. Anyway, this release will include 4.
Let me just say for the record, she's much older than me.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. This release includes 4 original Yuletide tracks, with her vocals and the piano playing accompanied by 2 of her longtime collaborators, drummer Matt Chamberlain and bassist John Evans. With Christmastide, it was important to be positive and to try to lift people's spirits, said Ms. Amos. This time of year, It should be joyful with family and friends. It also can sadly be a very lonely time of year for some. Many families be unable to be together. We were just talking about that because of the obvious. A lot of people are dealing with the aftermath of the election as well. So she said, I hope these songs contained in this wonderful package can be a small treat to help along the way. Christmastide available digitally and on limited edition vinyl with illustrations by graphic artist Rance Hosley, along with a special Christmas card and a message from Amos herself. She released her best-selling memoir, Resistance, a songwriter's story of hope, change, and courage, last May. She was also scheduled to go on a book tour during the spring, but that was cut off, again, for pretty obvious reasons. So, what do we know? What was she associated with before, ladies? Just
angsty teenagers. This? Yeah, I don't know. She was
kind of a dark in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
90s like and early 2000s.
Sort of like a Lilith Fair person, right?
Very Lilith-y, yeah, for sure. But darker, you're right, darker than like a Sarah McLachlan or Jewel.
What is Lilith? What is that?
No, the Lilith kind Fair tours.
Women,
folk singer.
Oh.
Like a folky pop, basically.
Yeah, back in the day, that was huge.
Got it. Speaking of that sort of
I bet
of
your daughter
stuff.
Went to Lilith Fair.
Absolutely.
You should ask her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Megan definitely went to Lilith Fair.
You think so?
Or wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
She either went or tossed around the idea, probably.
I didn't hear anything about it, but that doesn't mean I don't hear everything. There's an edit when it comes to Dad. 28 after the hour on the DJV.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monday, U.S. Attorney General William Barr issued a directive to investigate voting irregularities in a memo leaked to the Associated Press. He said, "You are the most important senior leaders in the United States Department of Justice, and I trust you to exercise great care and judgment in addressing allegations of voting and voting tabulation irregularities. While serious allegations should be handled with great care, speculative, fanciful, or far-fetched claims should not be a basis for initiating federal inquiries." The Attorney General on CNN.
But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to. Okay?
Because
that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows it.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Southeastern Conference in college football has COVID-19 issues. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players the Southeastern Conference has set for a game to be played. The game will be rescheduled for December 12th. The Bulldogs aren't the only SEC team dealing with the virus. Texas A&M has shut down their practice facility after several positive tests. And LSU confirmed multiple positive tests this past weekend, putting their game this Saturday against Alabama in jeopardy. From the USA News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The SEC has 14 teams, including Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Missouri in the East. Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Mississippi in the West. Monday Night Football saw the Patriots visiting the New York Jets.
Cam's going to keep it. Newton trying to get there, and they're going to give it to him. Touchdown, Cam Newton.
It came down to a 51-yard field goal from former Jet Nick Folk with no time left on the clock to give the Patriots the win, 30-27. Given the kind of season it's been for Bill Belichick's squad, a victory is a victory regardless of the optics. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wait a minute. No, it's not. Hold on. Close, though. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I see that Mickey D's is going to begin testing a meatless burger called a McPlant.
That's a terrible name for a burger.
What do they have?
Why don't they do like a mushroom? Right? Like a McMushroom would be perfect. Like a mushroom burger.
Mm-hmm. And so, will you eat this stuff? Dunkin' Donuts has one. Subway has one. Burger King has the inescapable burger. What's it called?
Impossible.
The inescapable burger.
It
chases you all over.
Yeah, right.
So, will you eat it, the two of you?
It depends on what it is. If it's all soy and crap, then no.
Well, what is it going to be other than that? What would be the possibilities of what's in it?
Well, the impossible, is it the impossible? One of the, there's the impossible and then there's the beyond. I don't remember which one's which. I think maybe the beyond products are at Dunkin' Donuts and impossible is at Burger King. One of them is just all soy and terrible and the other isn't. I just don't know which one's which.
Mm-hmm. I tested
I mean,
the one.
To do a million I've years ago. There was a McVeggie burger. A long time ago, and it was more like a vegetable kind of patty, and it was good. I guess maybe back then there wasn't enough demand for it. Now there is. So, but McDonald's, I don't know who's run. Not that I'm a big McDonald's fan. I'm not a fast food fan really in general. But I don't know who's running McDonald's because they're the chain that has fallen the most during the pandemic. They have had they're the slowest to the to the meatless trend. Like I don't know what's going on with them. They're just not. They're bringing back the McRib. It's like that's their answer. Oh, well, we'll spike sales. We're bringing back the McRib since it hasn't been around since 2012. It has the same Remember, I told you last week it has the same five chemicals that are in a yoga mat. That's
yeah,
him.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did.
And barbecue sauce. Leave it alone.
All right, let's move over
to
Dairy Queen.
You can literally slather your yoga mat in barbecue sauce, and it would be the same thing.
Well, those of you who are into what's going on at the Queen. They're bringing back the frozen hot chocolate for holiday season. How can you have something that's frozen be hot? Oh. Would be the question.
Well, we talked about this, I think, in the DJB download. The frozen hot chocolate is the signature drink of Serendipity, the restaurant in New York City. And so basically it's the flavor of hot chocolate, but it's a frozen dessert. It's delicious.
Why not just make it the flavor of chocolate? Hot chocolate and chocolate tastes like chocolate.
Well, no, hot chocolate has a distinct flavor. It's not like a chocolate. It's not like the same as a chocolate.
Not in my house, it doesn't.
Okay, well, in your house,
In your house, weird things happen.
Yeah, very strange things happen in your kitchen. I don't know.
Really? I have actually to let you know. I have raw milk that I mix with and some Ovaltine. And a chocolate protein powder.
And a nice piece of salmon.
Right.
Well, might have a little of that.
That's breakfast.
True.
Yeah.
Right. Here we are with the food report on the DJV program. Diet drinks may be as bad for your heart as sugar-sweetened beverages. Yes, they are. Yeah, they
no,
are.
No.
Yeah, it's because you drink
follow
all that
the
crap.
Follow the science.
Yeah. Scientist Jennifer working on... Yeah, my sister's been addicted to Tab.
Ew, and it's that's
gross.
The worst one.
Aspartame. First of all, you can't make fun of her for drinking Tab when you just told us you drink Ovaltine. Both of y'all are stuck in the 70s. Like, I didn't even know that either of those drinks existed.
They just canceled Tab. She's probably going to be really upset. They still made it, which I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. And they just, I read a story maybe a month ago that they were just finally going to discontinue it. Because
research
maybe
finds
your sister buys it.
Right.
That those who drank lots of these beverages with artificial sweeteners have a higher risk for heart disease, just like people had. This was one of the biggest ruses pulled on the, not just the American people, but people around the world. Diet drinks are better for you. Bunk 'em. They aren't better for you at all. I told my sister that at the beginning.
No one ever lost
any weight. I don't want all that sugar. Well, what do you think you're getting in place of the sugar? And my sister
fake
is...
sugar, and that's how we like it. So just back off.
Send her this study, because the scariest part about this, earmuffs, Jen, is that the what's considered high consumption was 6 ounces a day. That's half a can.
Yeah.
That's not even one can of diet soda a day, and that's considered high consumption and raise your heart disease risk by like 35%. That's no joke. And by the way, heart disease is already the number one killer of women. It's not breast cancer, which a lot of women think it is. It's not. It's heart disease. So,
and breast cancer, I think, is number three or number four in there. Anyway, this new research finds drinking diet soda may also raise the risk of stroke and dementia.
Probably the sodium, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of salt or sodium.
Does not help you. This is a good conversation with Dr. Jack.
What were we talking about?
Well.
Jen tuned out. Jen, just go back to your crystal light from the 80s on your Craftmatic adjustable bed.
Man.
Did you love crystal light, too?
You know, when I was a kid, I liked the lemonade, but I don't know. I haven't had Crystal Light since I tried the Miranda Lambert cocktail, because she does Crystal Light with rum. It's not good.
Oh.
Do not recommend. Do not. She carries it around and, like, goes to bars with it, and so I thought, oh, maybe that's a good... No, not good.
Crystal Light and rum.
Yeah, she calls it a rum or
Do we need to have a discussion slash intervention with Miranda?
Cause, yeah.
Wow.
Everybody know who Emily Harrington is?
No.
Nobody knows who Emily Harrington is. Emily Harrington became the first woman to climb the granite formation known as El Capitan in Yosemite.
Cool.
Have you seen that? It's really very... Seeing somebody... Well, I always like... It, you know me, I don't, the sex and the race and stuff, I don't like it to be the reason for the story. I just think that when somebody does something really special like this, it deserves attention. But this woman must be something really special to be able to, it takes, you know, realize the formidable, to free climb something like this straight up, what strength you have to have in your arms, forearms, your fingers, your feet. It's really quite it's quite a sensational achievement, frankly. So congratulations to Emily Harrington, who did that. Last Saturday, after Notre Dame's football team won 47-40 in double overtime over Clemson,
people were so ticked off about that, by the way, because
because
Biden did his acceptance speech and it interrupted the Notre Dame Clemson game. People were distraught over the fact that they missed out on that game.
Well, then they at the end of the game they all ran out onto the on the field and there were no masks. You know, that was one of the things that was all over social media, and so the active cases
it was caught on the telecast too.
Yeah,
it
right.
It was the kids. I mean, the thing is though, like I don't understand the point of this. They said, oh well, we're only operating the stadium is only for students and we're at 20% capacity. 20% capacity is 11,000 fans. Nowhere else in the country right now can any group of 11,000 people gather together. So why does a football stadium get an exception to that?
Because it's football, and everything is accepted when it comes to football. That's everything.
Well, I mean,
is
it's the moneymaker. I get it, but you know, now this is going to be a super spreader.
Well, there's 200 people already, right?
Mm-hmm.
That have had it. And just you see this sort of thing. Where's your common sense, folks? That's all it is, really. And decency. I don't have to write an opinion page on this. Pretty much it is what it is. Social
distancing.
College
kids are partying, and they're still doing what they want to do. So.
Yeah. Arrogance, boy. There's an epidemic of arrogance, I think, going on in this country right now in a lot of different ways, frankly. Here's an antidote to that. The podcast that I do and program every week on a lot of these same stations called Your Hidden Power is a tribute to our sixth sense. And in the current Your Hidden Power podcast, we have a lady named Rebecca Dawson, who's from Australia, who has written a book that really is very cool, a focus on what she's been in private practice for 25 years or so, a lot of consultations. She's been doing a lot of research on the shifts that are occurring for the earth and humanity. There's a new book called The Agreement out, which she talks about. It's raising your consciousness, right? That's really what it kind of all... Well, some people say with the election of Joe Biden, our consciousness level will go up. Well, I don't know about that. When I hear that the World Health Organization is going to be back in the fold, I got to question that. But anyway, there's lots of focus on, in terms of what goes on in the outside world, the different world, the psychic world, the astrology, that sort of thing. Mr. Uri Geller is on this podcast every week. So if that's something that's in your wheelhouse and it sounds like fun, check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Another name in the news today, Viola Smith. Sounds like an actress, Viola Davis, but Viola Smith, not an actress. She actually was a drummer, and she wrote a letter to President Harry Truman. Actually, she wrote it to FDR during World War II, asking why not let girls play in big bands, because there were no women playing. There aren't many now, even. It's most of the bands. There, you know, some of the symphony orchestras have women playing in them, but they're still not, I don't think it's equal by any stretch of the imagination. So somehow or other, her message got to Harry Truman, and he had her especially do a solo at his inauguration. Passed away yesterday at the age of 107. And then there is the story of a lady, young lady, 10-year-old English lady. Can I call the 10-year-old a lady? No, I guess I'll call her a girl, right? Nandi.
Or a lady.
Bushnell. She found an audience on YouTube. She issued a challenge to Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. And they had a battle of the band, sort of. And that has propelled her. I guess the Dave Grohl was fascinated with her. And now she's all over the place as being the youngest really good professional drummer around. I love those stories. Don't
yeah,
you love
cool.
I think that's just
yeah,
so sweet, those things. The Supreme Court has become more and more lenient on issues regarding juvenile life sentences. And so now the Supreme Court is looking at halting leniency. Why? What's the...
Because the more conservative judges have been against it. RBG was kind of like the champion of that. And
yeah.
So she that was one thing that if you're under 18, she got that sort of ruling passed that it wasn't a life sentence, but now mm-hmm. It looks like it might get reversed,
it
depending on where
on
Amy
do.
Amy
yeah,
Coney Barrett, too. Depends on her stance.
10 before the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lots of, I guess it's pretty usual, lots of information, lots of conversation, lots of questions about what's going on, medically speaking, and it isn't just about COVID. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, Nooka chiropractor, license holder in Nevada. He's got a special clinic there that offers all kinds of help as a Nooka chiropractor. As
Nevada.
Your what?
Nevada.
What did I say, Nevada? I did say that. I always say Nevada instead of Utah. I don't know why I do that. And as far as I'm concerned, they're both the same state. And
well, Nevada gets a lot of business from Utah, that's for sure.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Well, the state, the state's going gambling houses.
Gambling, right, exactly. All right, so there are a couple of things on my mind to question or query with you. One of them has to be the latest report on sugar-sweetened beverages and how it affects those. This is a question for both you and Ken. Ken Kronhaus, the heart specialist. The drinks that supposedly we heard about, what was, how many years ago did we first have diet drinks? How old were you? Do you remember? Was it 40 years ago?
I remember Tab back in the 60s and Fresca.
60s. Yeah, right. And they were, we were told that if you had a thirst for sweet soda, you should buy and drink these diet versions. And in fact, they're more dangerous than the sugar added sweetened drinks.
Yeah, they affect the brain. Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing.
The chemicals affect the brain.
Stroke and dementia, Jack. Both of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, those of you who want to substitute, look up online. Go to jacksforbiddendoctor.com and find out Mary's recipe for her shake. That'll fix you all right up. Yep. Just don't look at the raw egg that's in it.
You don't have to put raw egg in it. Everything else in there is fantastic.
Got it. Okay.
Mary's milkshake.
Now, let's do some COVID conversation.
Sure.
The child care centers that are taking, well, the whole business about children and COVID, they get it, they don't get it, they pass it along, they don't pass it along. This study was done where with the children in school?
Well, it was done out of Yale University. It was just published in the journal Pediatrics, a peer-reviewed journal. And they looked at responses from 57,000 child care providers throughout the country. And their conclusion, as they looked at groups that were, they broke down in two different groups to keep the cohort, to keep the cohort separate. In other words, they found out that the conclusion was, the child care centers did not contribute to the spread of the disease, according to these researchers at Yale University in Connecticut. And in particular, they found no evidence of child care being a contributor to COVID-19 transmission between children and adults. This just came out in the journal Pediatrics, and it was Yale University that did this, and there are 57,000 child care centers that were involved in this. And then another thing is that they indicated that...
So what's your conclusion? Okay, so give us the bottom line. Give us the conclusion. It's that they didn't contribute, children did not contribute to the spread of the virus.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that everybody doesn't, of course. It just meant that the children in child care, in child care situations and environments did not contribute to the spread of COVID-19. You don't have to see children as a spreader. And then the responses also indicated that mask wearing was not as significant a precautionary measure as the other things that they were doing.
Well, that's open to interpretation, I think, all of that stuff. I think the first part, I mean, maybe it's just the way you feel individually. I think it's, and I say this lovingly, irresponsible to say that there's nothing that comes out of wearing a mask. You yourself have given us the Micron. I went out and bought those single micron masks because I thought that was an important issue. And if you wear the heavy cloth ones, they're about that. But I just think it's polite. It is, it's just something, even though it isn't necessarily life and death, it's just, there's a comfort level, Jack, that goes with it. I don't know how else to describe it, frankly.
Well,
and you don't either.
Utah. Well, I have my opinions too.
Yes,
and
you do.
Utah,
I know.
Utah, as of 1 p.m. yesterday, Utah came under a significant statewide mask wearing mandate for 2 weeks. They're going to do it for two. Last time they said they're going to do it for 2 weeks. We're on for months. But the governor came out. The governor came out last night and said, "All right, get out of the pool. Come on, get out of the pool. Put your mask back on.
Put the mask on."
Yep.
All right. Here's the way to lose weight for those of you who don't want to worry about the virus, as most of the medical professionals, Jack and Ken, will tell you, the number one candidate for having the coronavirus is somebody who's overweight, who has problems with diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. Lose the weight. Get yourself into shape. Go to toploss.com, get yourself into this awesome health. The formula for Calitrin is so healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.